Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ben and Noah Show. I'm Ben Sofer.
And I'm Noah Lien.
And this and is... I'm neither of them.
Okay. Now,
I don't know who you are. How did you get...
Wait, what?
Yeah. This is our second episode of the Ben and Noah Show, where we talk about all things entertainment as recent graduates in New York City. But today we're not talking about New York City. We are talking about the city of the South, Yollywood, in the Beach State, Atlanta. Today, our guest happens to be my girlfriend, Lauren Stevenson, who knows a lot about the entertainment industry in Atlanta. So we're just gonna pick her brain, ask some questions, and just get some insight on it. Because, you know, when we talk about like these big cities where, you know, you go for entertainment, Los Angeles, New York, Atlanta's always on that list. There's a lot, you know, as traditionally, there's a lot of like new films that happen. A lot of, you know, a lot of studios will go in and film there because taxes are better. You know, they'll offer tax incentives to do it. And so that there really is a very good just general economy and a good industry. At least that's what I learned when I was at Emory. But who better to talk about it than a local themselves? So with that, I'll bring you in.
Yeah. So I grew up in Atlanta, actually very close to Emory, like basically my whole life. So yeah, I know a lot about the area. I mean, I'm not like an expert or anything on Emory, or not Emory, Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on Atlanta, but like, you know, I lived there long enough and I'm in the arts scene. I do creative writing and theater. Those are my majors. I would love one day, I'm a senior at Emory, so I will be them soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. but yeah, I don't know. I like poetry. I would love to have a poetry book one day, but right now I'm like, oh God, give me a job one day.
I mean, I guess we could start off with a question of like whether, like maybe comparing a little bit of what you know about New York and how you would know about like Atlanta. If people are deciding between the two places, mm-hmm. for example, like what are things that stand out to you, or you would like to just like
or LA?
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, Atlanta is obviously much cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like as far as rent goes and like general prices, that's a really big deal. I rent in Atlanta. I mean, can I say numbers on this?
Yeah, I think
yeah. So my rent in Atlanta, I live with two roommates. And we have a pretty nice place with, like, we each have our own room. We have a, like, full kitchen, nice living room. There's a pool that we can go to. There's a gym. And all that with utilities is $900 a month.
Nice.
You will not. You will not get that in New York.
No, you will not.
That.
You would need to sacrifice, like all, like, necessary appliances to even get, like, half of that.
Maybe like Washington
that's
Heights
like,
or something like that, right? Like
yeah.
All the way up
yeah.
to the States.
Yeah.
yeah.
So that's...
Yeah. You'd also yeah. need to live very far
yeah.
from all the action
yeah.
in New York. Yeah.
However, one major difference that you do have to factor in with costs is you need a car in Atlanta.
That
definitely.
Is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
You should not have a car in New York.
Yeah.
That is a huge expense.
And like gas prices are going up and like, yeah. like my roommate recently, like he... One of my roommates had a car, but like the other one just got a car and he lived a whole year in Atlanta without a car, like having to, like he tried biking and he lived, like his work, he's a nursing student and like his work is very close.
The hills,
Atlanta is a very hilly place. You're not also like, the roads are very narrow and not bike friendly. So like, if you think that you can get by on a bike, you're wrong. Like, I'm so sorry, you're wrong. Like, you yeah. need a car. Or you need, like, access to a car.
Sheesh.
Okay.
So.
So here's a question on that. I mean, the affordability is a big part for anyone making a decision, especially out of college. I mean, I'm personally looking at places in Atlanta mm-hmm. as well. What about the industry? What's going on down there that may be a better draw in addition to that affordability that would steer someone away from, say, New York?
I mean, honestly, Atlanta has, like I'm, like, not, like, super in it yet,
yeah.
but, like, as far as theater goes, that's, like, what I know most about right now. There's a lot of really good, like, festivals and stuff happening in Atlanta. There's usually some sort of, like, you know, like, arts festival at some point where, like, if you do, like, physical media, like, painting or drawing or something, like, there's usually something that you can, like, sell your stuff at, which there's a whole thing with that of like, is it worth it to do that? But like, I don't know, pricing wise, but like, there's a lot of festivals. Honestly, I feel like one thing that's like really great about being in a creative, like you guys like talked about this, mm-hmm. but like the community, like in a creative yep. space is so great. And in Atlanta, that is also true.
Yeah.
Like yep. it's more spread out. So like cars, but like, I mean, people are very, generally people want to help you, which is really
very
great.
True.
Like people, like you'll just be like if you reach out to somebody, like I'd say like 8 times out of 10, somebody's going to reach out back out to you and be like, yeah, here's like all that I know.
I can actually build off that and just like corroborate the amount of love that you get for just being passionate in something. Was so true in my experience being a student in Atlanta. I didn't really participate much outside of the Emory Circle, like theater productions, until kind of my senior year. And I started to really, I watched a couple of shows in like local theater and I've always enjoyed them, but I never thought of like the next step of like, oh, since I'm there all the time, like why not just like try out for a show professionally, like outside of the Emory bubble. And after, there were a few theaters that I actually like kind of like reached out to and applied for some of their festivals. The first one I worked with was Academy Theater in Hayesville, Georgia, and it was it's a really cute theater. Wonderful people that I worked with did a small like part of like part like one act slash skit. It was a Hansel and Gretel kind of like original play that they did, and it was a lot of fun to just like meet people who were like professionals and be in a space that was a professional space. Also got paid for it. Always very nice to get some paid gigs here and there. And I did that the summer of my, like when I was in your position, Lauren, and I came in just like, you know, I'm just gonna give it a shot. I know like auditioning is always like tough and everything, and I was super nervous. I think that's one big thing about like auditions, in-person auditions, just you gotta start like, I know it's very nerve-wracking and everything, but you just gotta start like doing them first, because I think my first audition was rough. It was rough, but I got a part I was thankful for. But like, I think I would have improved a lot. I would continue to improve a lot more at the more auditions I do. And even if I didn't get that first role, I think it was still a very good experience in terms of like getting myself out there.
Yeah.
And that community continued to like reach out to me about other opportunities, improv performances that they were doing. Just like as both an audience member and as a future cast member, I think it showed like, wow, they are really awesome. And another one that we went to was Horizon Theater's
yep.
performances. And the people, like the staff working there were so sweet, so wonderful. Because I went there like many, many times. I got to know the staff quite well. I volunteered for a couple of shifts. I did one with one of our friends and we volunteered together, and they continued to reach out to us about like more opportunities and stuff like that. And it was just like, as a student, you can decide how much you want to be affiliated or associated with a theater, and they will offer you opportunities to be like a volunteer there for like the occasional night that you're free, or to be something more like an actor in one of their productions. And I think that community that they built is like amazing, and it's really, really sweet. They continue to reach out up to today.
Yeah. I think that like a really big draw for Atlanta as far as like, especially in theater, but honestly, just in general,
yeah.
for younger people, is that there's a lot of like smaller opportunities.
Yeah.
Like definitely. A lot of like small, like homegrown kind of things. Like there's so many creative people there that want to get their work out,
mm-hmm.
and they just like create outlets all the time and bring in people all the time.
What you're saying about like just starting in Atlanta, that's very true with film and media, because a lot of people, they're, you know, when people are looking, when hiring managers are looking for people to bring on for their teams, they're looking for experience. They're
yeah.
looking for someone who they can bring on board and knows from the get-go what the hell they are doing. The problem is, in big markets like New York and Los Angeles, it's very hard to get that experience because people all have that same standard. The market is very, very oversaturated in those areas, which makes sense when you think about it. I mean, they're very prestigious places. That's where a lot of these, you know, big media conglomerates started and have sort of, you know, taken over. But Atlanta has a very unique presence because they historically have incentivized studios to come to Georgia and film there for tax cuts, which in turn brings in a lot of creatives, a lot of people who want to work production, or even a lot of people who want to act, who can do gigs or shows or shoots in Atlanta. Obviously, industry is a little bit whack right now, but from an entry-level standpoint, it's comparatively easier, or it has been comparatively easier to get started in Atlanta than it has been in other places, which is one thing to consider.
Yeah, one thing that I saw like in an article recently is that like they're doing like this short form content that's like episodes of like soap operas.
Oh,
that, okay. Like if you ever see those like weirdly well produced like shorts that like have the worst plot you've ever heard of, and like the dialogue is just like the cheesiest shit ever. Can I curse on this?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Come on.
Cheesiest shit ever.
Yeah.
Like, that is probably filmed in Atlanta.
Oh.
Because, like, it's like a lot of these studios that have, like, under $50,000 budget and, like, or, like, under $100,000 budget, and, like, they might get, like, I don't know, a D-list celebrity to act for them, but then, like, all the other actors in it are probably from Atlanta.
Huh.
Like, all the, like, supporting actors and stuff. And there's also like a lot of like background like actor opportunities, mm-hmm. which also my family's from New Orleans. There's a lot of like stuff like that in New Orleans as well.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. Louisiana's done a similar thing with the tax cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I had nothing.
That's fair.
So good. Yeah. So valid.
Wait, that's it.
But yeah, like kind of. This is like the main thing that I really want to do, like getting out of college, is writing. Like mm-hmm. that's my real passion right there. And as far as like I've heard that Atlanta is a great place to start out with writing as well.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Like there's like a good network and stuff. And honestly, I'd like to go in. Okay.
Yeah.
The creatives out there might hate me. I want a 9-to-5 in an office. I want it so bad. I want the stupid thing that everybody, that all creatives are like, evil, evil, evil. No, I want it so bad. That structure sounds like it would work so well for me. So
not teach their own, man.
Yeah. And like, but so like I'm looking into like getting like an editing job or like a publishing place. That's like the dream. And then I can like get some connections and be like, hey, you should publish my stuff.
I see you.
It's a work of progress.
It's a good plan.
But I think that you're not the only one who's like looking at like, okay, Atlanta's a good place to get like that shoe in the door first.
Yeah.
And then you know, maybe I'll venture out elsewhere once I've built up the reputation, built up the accolades and stuff like that. I think quite a few of our Emory students and peers have been doing that in both the previous year and this current year.
Much Emory, a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people, period.
I think that Atlanta is a good spot just to, like, get a good network and stuff going. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know where I want to end up eventually. Like, maybe, like, I want to eventually get an MFA.
Yeah.
In creative writing, but, like, anywhere that'll take me. Please let me in. Please send me in. So, but, like, I feel like it's a good spot, like, to, like, just start off cheap and work your way up.
I think we can talk a little bit about MFAs, like, why, like, I think that there's a little bit of a conversation between, like, oh, should I come out of college and pursue an MFA right out of college, or should I, like, get a bit of experience first before I do that?
I've heard two separate professors from two different writing departments who know each other but did not talk to each other about this before, like, telling me, and, like, completely different scenarios to take gap years if you're going into, like, creatives, like, because MFAs, it's just expensive. And you don't want to spend all that money on something that you don't even want to be in that industry to begin with. You know, so like get that work experience, see if you want to do that. And then I had a summer internship where I was like doing playwriting and stuff. And my mentor for that told me, like, I was just like talking to her about like MFA programs and stuff. And she was like, yeah, the main thing that an MFA program does, at least for the arts, you've already, like, you kind of, like, you're kind of, it's kind of is expected that you come in, like, at least knowing the basics and stuff, and, like, you're just, like, fine-tuning your craft. But, like...
It's the network.
It's the network.
Yep.
Like, you're just getting a network.
Yeah.
And, like, you're surrounded by people who, like-minded, also want to do this, also, like, are passionate about it and want to get into this industry, and, like, you have the resources to do that. So it's less about, like, learning how to do art and more... how to do industry.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I've gotten like kind of, I think I had like one or two suggestions of people telling me like, yeah, MFA, going straight there, it's fine. But also kind of a stronger majority have talked to me about like, yeah, taking that gap year. There's a difference between students who come into the MFA program having already had experience, taken those gap years, and kind of know what they want to get out of the MFA program, versus students who are coming fresh from their undergraduate years and are just like, oh, teach me what to do.
It's all theoretical.
Yeah, I didn't really dabble, like, specifically really, really consider MFA as a viable option coming right out of college yet, especially since I was thinking about the money, and, like, that may be a concern for a lot of folks. However, there are some MFA programs that do are pretty nice.
There are some fully funded MFA programs.
Fully funded MFA programs are super competitive, though. I have only looked into them for creative writing, but like 6% acceptance rate is like high.
I think a handful, like, literally a handful of students would be accepted every year. I think
like less than 10.
Yeah.
Yes. Each cohort is like, I hear some as low as 2 to about 8. Yeah. So that's the range that I'm always working, and that's per year. Yeah.
No, to your point about, and to your point as well, honestly, for, you know, gap years and coming in with that, I think it's an interesting thing for people in our spot, because when, you know, for recent graduates, this is a question a lot of people have. You know, a lot of students, they've acclimated to the structure of school and college, and so they're used to the coursework, and, you know, perhaps there's a sense of familiarity bias, but I mean, I fall on the side of, you know, gap year, get experience, figure out what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Because it is true that, like, look, I know people in film who've gotten some very strong and competitive internships, then they get there, realize they don't want to do it. Why would you get a master's in something when you realize that you hate it?
That's,
you know,
true.
And then so, but then at the same time, like, you know, we're in a pretty, you know, bad market, and so, you know, when you look at, like, you know, your net, you know, the networks that you have and the experience that you have, like, you know, you take your options and sort of, you know, figure it out from there and determine the best decision. But again, like, it's one of those things where, like, you're gonna make the best decision. You know, look, there's a financial component to it, there's a network component to it, but, you know, I mean, everyone's in their own situation, and I think that's just, it's important to recognize that when talking about these programs.
100%. Yeah. And I think if, let's say you're an Emory student and you're currently in Atlanta, Georgia, if you're, you know, tapping into, like, just going a little bit outside of just the school in general would always be beneficial if you're intending to kind of stay in Atlanta, Georgia for a little bit longer to get that grounding and stuff. You don't want to just be like, okay, I've graduated, now what? And, you know, it'll be about the equivalent of, like, going and to a new city like New York,
mm-hmm.
and starting from scratch there as well. If you don't spend the extra time to just kind of branch out a little bit more, you take the summers when you're not so technically, like, in classes to, you know, be a part of a play, go and volunteer at a theater. And I think that those little things that you can do will help to build that network if you intend to stay in Georgia for a little bit longer. I think that's something that I would recommend, something that I would have considered a little bit more if I, like, really gave it more thought. That's something that we can think about, because, I don't know, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think...
State of Atlanta.
Yeah. I think that Atlanta's really good, especially because not only, like, thinking about it from a college perspective, like, there are a lot of, like, recent grads who aren't at, like, if you're an Emory student, like, reach out.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a lot of other very creative colleges in Atlanta. Like, GSU is a very artistic school. Like, a lot of, like, art students go there. Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting it now. There's a women's college that's really close by. Agnes Scott. Agnes Scott is very, like, artistically inclined and stuff.
SCAD,
like, has an Atlanta campus.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of recent grads who are, like, from these places and also in the art scene. And, like, they're looking for the exact same thing. Like, you might have, like, a little bit of a different, like, past with, like, school structure and stuff and, like, bureaucracy, but you're ultimately looking for the same thing.
Yeah.
And, like, as somebody who went to high school in Georgia, and, like, I think that I have a little bit of, like, help there because, like, I know some people from way back when who, you know, like, I can, like, reach out to and be like, hey, are you doing something? But, like, I don't know. Like, I feel kind of bad for people who don't have that, like, and are coming in and, like, you're just kind of in a city. Because, like, yeah, there are lots of opportunities, but there's lots of opportunities if you know where to look.
But look, you can make the same case about New York.
That's
true. A lot of people come here, you know, think they want to, you know, get on Broadway or get on a big film set, you know, but there's a lot of components to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the fact.
I think that's so true. I mean, that those networks, building it from the ground up is always a little more difficult than already having, like, mutuals where you can, like, tap into and form those networks through those veins. I would say, though, that coming back to Lauren's point about, like, knowing people who are going to be kind of in the same position as you, a similar position as you coming right out of college, one thing that would be really beneficial is you have some people who want to be directors, you have some people who want to be playwrights, you have some people who want to be performers, you have some people who want to, you know, work on costumes, on tech, and everyone wants to get those accolades and those experiences.
Bam.
Like, why not work together and create that production together? And even if it's more of a unofficial or, like, not super funded experience, I do think that there is some kind of learning you can get from that, and also those connections working alongside your peers, that's something that's super, super beneficial.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you're looking, I mean, I've experienced this in the media. Like, there is a, like, it's competitive. I mean, with all creative fields, there's definitely competition, as shown by, like, how selective these MFA programs are. But, I mean, even then, like, despite that, there is still a collaborative culture, because, you know, they're, you know, if you're working on a film or something and, you know, you're directing, but, you know, there's someone else that might have a better eye for cinematography or editing, you know, to be able to know that person, and, you know, they, like, people want to contribute to each other's work. Everyone creative wants to, you know, get a good portfolio, and, you know, the more projects that they have, the better. Having said that, I mean, and this is in addition, I mean, that's true with networking too. I mean, with at least speaking from, you know, with media and entertainment, people want to help you. Like, you know, if you reach out to people, like, 9 times out of 10, they will, you know, people will want to talk about their experience. We started a whole podcast because we want to talk about our experience.
That's
and we
true.
Want to learn other people's experience. I would say that's indicative of the creative industry in general. And if someone doesn't do that, then fuck them.
Like, the fact is that when we started our podcast, there were so many people who wanted to, like, help in one way or another. Editing, promoting, being, you know, being featured in there. Like,
yeah.
I think we got a lot of support when we
thanks
just, like,
for coming.
Like, a huge thank you to everyone who has just voiced out their support and also, like, shown their support through many, many different ways. I think that it just shows how much of a, you're not alone in this experience, and there are so many people who want to uplift and support each other, and when you want to create a project, there are so many avenues of people you can tap into, and there are people, you just need to, like, go take that one step to, like, pitch it to people, to talk about it, and it's okay if it doesn't really, like, see the light of the day, but, like, the fact is that you're trying new things and you're experiencing new things with people, and that is such, that's all part of that journey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Journey.
Yeah. Like, if you can't find any opportunities, make one for yourself. Kind of.
That's really
bam.
Cool. Yeah.
That's how you do it.
And that is.
And that's going to be a wrap for today. Thank you so much for tuning in or listening, however you're watching this. That's our second episode. We hope to keep this going. I'm Ben Sofer.
And I'm Noah Liam.
Yeah.
And I'm Lauren.
Woo! Thank you for watching.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.